The seventh basic teaching for the parish cell system of evangelization on the theme interceding for our oikos and serving him. The Lord be with you. Unless we have come to identify our oikos, we cannot actually initiate the process of evangelization. There are concrete steps we have to take. We have already mentioned them, and you can see them on your diagram. The secret is not only to pass from one stage to another without skipping one of them, but the timing when one decides to pass from one stage to the next is quite as important. How are we to know how long we should stay at one stage and when it is the right moment to pass on to the next stage? Let us remember what Pope Paul VI has said in the Evangelii Nuntiandi. The Holy Spirit is the principal agent of evangelization. I know you heard it quite a number of times. I know you know it. But believe me, knowing this truth is one thing, and living by it can be quite another thing. During the process of evangelization, we need to manifest how much we believe this truth. If it is the Holy Spirit who is the principal agent of evangelization, if he is the principal author of this process, then our role is solely to follow, to be obedient, to be prompt to follow his instructions. The process of evangelization is a wonderful adventure whereby we are called to move and act as partners of the Holy Spirit. If the process does not succeed, if it fails to bear fruit, the blame will never be of the Holy Spirit. We need to ask ourselves continuously, where have I taken initiative by myself? Where have I been deaf to the prompting of the Holy Spirit? Where have I been disobedient to him and did not trust him? Having said that, makes it quite logical and understandable that the first stage in the process of evangelization should be prayer. Prayer of intercession for our oikos. If you look at the diagram of the bomb or the net, the part representing intercession for our oikos occupies the greatest space, the greatest area, obviously, because it is the most important. If we were speaking about building something, we would have called the stage the foundation of the whole project. Prayer of intercession is fundamental. In fact, this is not just the first stage. It is what needs to accompany all the process of evangelization. We need to pray and intercede. Not only us, but all our community. The whole cell must be encouraged to join us in our intercession. That is why we mention our oikos by name when we pray for him or for her during the cell meeting. Let us never forget that if the Holy Spirit and ourselves are so eager to evangelize our oikos, there is someone not much less powerful and surely more cunning than us, whose interest it is not to lose hold of our oikos. When we realize what a challenge And the real struggle it is to evangelize someone, we understand why great evangelizers advise us not only to intercede, but also to fast for our oikos. You see, do not be too much in a hurry to pass on to the next stage of the process. Check your excitable enthusiasm. Beware of so many signals paving the way so easily to pass on to some other stage, or even to skip some stage in the process of evangelization. Beware. We are to expect quite the opposite. Some price is to be paid for the salvation of just one person. Jesus shed all his blood on the cross for our salvation. We would be really presumptuous to expect less for the evangelization of our oikos. Believe it or not, the first person to change and bear fruit, if we take the prayer of intercession for our oikos seriously, is not our oikos, but our very own self. Yes, because prayer changes us. Our heart needs to be changed, even before we can approach our oikos. Very often we do not even realize how much our attitude betrays our zeal to evangelize. Therefore, we need to give time that God may prepare our hearts. The mouth speaks from the fullness of the heart. Our body language, our choice of words, our very voice reveal our heart. Our heart needs to be overflowing with the love and the compassion of Christ towards our oikos. When we have the heart of Jesus towards our oikos, then it will be time for us to move forward to the next stage. We do it in the most natural and spontaneous way, without any special effort. There are many people who serve, who make charitable acts. During the second phase, we do nothing special. Maybe we do what we have been always doing. However, the service that leads towards the evangelization of our oikos is that which springs out of a compassionate heart. Well, before we even mention the name of Jesus and talk about the cell, we need to serve. We need to make our oikos taste what unconditional love is like. This is very tricky. To serve for the sake of your oikos conversion and salvation is not unconditional service, and is not a good preparation for the proclamation of the good news. The desire for your oikos conversion and salvation should be your motivation for serving, but not the purpose. That is unconditional love that leads towards evangelization. To serve your oikos out of love and compassion, unconditionally, even if he or she will never come to accept the good news. Such an attitude sets one free from his set ways of serving. He who seeks to serve unconditionally is always on the alert for the needs of his oikos. Serving is very important in the process of evangelization, and that is why it is marked with a thick border. Before we speak about God's love, our oikos needs to taste it, to have an experience of it through our loving, unconditional service. However, we must not use it. We must not overdo it. And the best way not to use it or overdo it is to seek the wound and heal it. Today, people have different types of wounds compared to those they used to have in the past. We need to be aware of them. One common type of such wounds is stress. There are so many situations that can be very stressful. Example, when a marriage relationship is shaken, when a couple are waiting for a new baby, or when it is born, when someone loses some close relative or friend, when one loses his work or receives a transfer, when a couple change home, when someone receives news of some chronic sickness. During such situations, everybody appreciates a compassionate heart and an empathetic ear. For one who has been interceding and fasting for so long for his oikos will never miss such an occasion and opportunity to serve. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ.